Hello, good morning. Welcome back. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, setting goals, because, you know, that's a hot topic this time of year. 2021 is coming up fast, just around the corner. And I mean, it is a good time to reset, right? Like, there's no bad time to start a health kick or to start improving your life. But it kind of comes at a natural time where everyone is like, okay, this is a new year. Let's start off with a fresh plate. But before you go into thinking about what your goals are, I think that we need to take one step back and really ask yourself the question of where am I at now and what have I already done, right? Because health should be working for you. It should fit into your lifestyle. And so if you're just making this random goal because maybe your friend did it or it sounded great, that's when it won't fit for you. So to find a goal that fits for you, first you have to do a little bit of reflection with where you're at now. So a lot of times, you know, this can just be a self-reflection of thinking about this past year and where were you a year ago from today, right? Like, I know that our day-to-day lives looked a little bit different than it does right now. But really think about all of the challenges that you overcame. Think about all of the goals that you've already reached, or maybe the goals that you had to adjust, right? Like, no one could have predicted this year. So maybe, you know, when everything was changing, you adjusted your goals and you're like, okay, how did I handle that adjustment? Or maybe is it time to adjust again? I know for me, you know, I had a dedicated yoga practice going into March of 2020. I was going every single day. It was my self-care. It was also a good movement for me. But then when the pandemic happened, I wasn't getting that same calmness in my apartment. I wasn't able to get into that zen place in my bedroom. And so I adjusted. I haven't done yoga in like 9 months now, but I found other ways to move my body. So just because it might not look the same as what I had envisioned, I still have that same goal of sweating it out in a way that makes my body feel really strong and feels really good without putting too much pressure on it. So look back at this past year and make note of some of those different things that you've tried. Think about the things that worked. Think about the things that didn't work. I think those are equally really helpful because, you know, if you keep trying the same thing year over year and it's not working, like, wake up. It's not working, right? Like, there should be something that you're doing different. So I know it's also hard too if this year wasn't the year that you might have wanted it to be, to look back at, you know, it could suck a little bit, right? Like, what if the pandemic did put you way off your goals? What if instead of, you know, hitting a new PR, you gained the 20 pounds that you didn't want to instead? Like, I know that that can be discouraging, but that's also part of this process here where, you know, if you're going into the next year and you're like, okay, this is going to be my strongest year ever, but you're already not going into it with maybe the habits that you wanted or you've picked up some bad habits. Like, it's time that we really need to be realistic here. So take inventory of what this past year looked like for you. Make note of the wins. Make note of the challenges that you faced. And then that's how we can move on, right? Like, it's all just data. There's no need to really, like, put yourself down or put yourself in this bubble of, like, regret of, oh, I should have been doing X, Y, and Z last year. All right, like, this is not the time for that. Just take note of what happened, what didn't happen, and then we move on. So now you know what you did, and so you're looking into the future for what you want your goals to be for the new year. And I, once again, want you to ask yourself a few questions here. On your best days, I want you to look back of, like, what made those your best days or the best periods of your life? Like, ask yourself, when did you feel the most confident in your body? What days did you have the most fun? Right? Because a lot of times people don't have the most fun the days that they're just laying down watching Netflix. It's usually the days that you're having the most fun is you're doing something. You're creating something. You're active in some way. And so that can really help when creating health goals is, like, what activity were you doing that you'd want to do more of? on what days or what times did you feel the most energized? Was it those days that you got a lot of sleep? Was it those days that you woke up already having a plan? You're like, oh yeah, I know that tomorrow morning, maybe, you know, I'm going skiing with a friend. So you like jump out of bed on those days. Like, what days made you the most energized? And these are really important questions to answer, because you can't make goals for the future without knowing what your ideal life looks like. I see people do this all the time, where they make these goals for themselves in the future. They're like, okay, I want to eat healthier, so I'm going to meal prep more. And so then I ask them, I'm like, okay, so like in your ideal life, you must be like excited to try new recipes, or, you know, your goals are you want to save a little bit more money, so you're eating at home. And then they're like, no, like those aren't really my goals. I don't really care to find new exciting recipes. And I'm like, okay, then why is that your goal? Right? If you want to eat healthier instead of having the goal of meal prep and you hate cooking, well, what about if it's finding better restaurants near you, or, you know, doing a little bit of research before you go out to eat with your friends of like, okay, I want to get this healthy meal at a restaurant, right? Like, it could work with your ideal life. And so by asking yourself these questions of when you're the most confident, most energized, having the most fun, right? Just like being really fulfilled in your day, what does that look like? And then those are the ideal days that you want to recreate, right? Like, if your best days are something as simple as you got a good night's rest, you have time for self-care for yourself the next day, you know, you're not just rush, 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 busy, busy, busy. Well, that's something that you know then going into the next year. Maybe your goals are, I'm going to have an hour every single morning where there's no plan. Or that first hour, I'm not checking phones, I don't have anything planned. Like, that is me time where I can journal, meditate, whatever that might be. But if you don't know what your ideal looks like, then you can't make those goals. So I challenge you today, before, you know, you go into the new year, or even if it's not the new year anymore, this could be relevant for any goals, is one, you have to look back at what you've already done, where you're at now, what you've accomplished. And then step two is thinking about what that ideal life looks like, because then you have set up the perfect picture of where you're at, where you want to go, and your goal will match up so closely that you're giving yourself a great chance to get there. You want your goals to match and be that bridge in between where you were and where you're going. This shouldn't be something that comes out of left field. Like, I know that I've done that some years before. If someone was like, oh, like, what are you focusing on for that next year? I'd be like, oh, you know, I might pick up running this year. And they're like, Emily, you haven't run in like 10 years. Right? Like, you can make it something that already fits with your lifestyle. And that's what it should be. So go maybe re-listen to this if you need, with a notebook and pen, write down your answers to the questions, write down some reflection, just spend about 10 minutes on this. And I think that that will really set you up in the perfect mindset for the new years and accomplishing your goals. And before I go, I would love to share with you kind of my reflection on this past year, because this past year is when I started Girls Gone Healthy. You know, I started this amazing community, and it's really turned into something a lot more special than I could have ever envisioned it. You know, when I started off, I was like, okay, like, you know, this podcast will be a way for me to share my ideas and speak with some incredible people. But I feel like everything that's happened with this podcast has been so much more intentional than I thought. Like, the guests that have come on really just envision the same things as me. I think, you know, they're like on the same exact wavelength. They have the same energy and the same passion for this that I do. And I know at the beginning, I was kind of like struggling with that a little bit. If you go back to the original episodes, I'm sure you'll listen to some, you know, interviews that you're like, really? Like, this seems like a random thing. And it kind of was. But now I feel like, you know, I've gotten into a groove where, you know, it's like, I forget the saying, but, you know, it's like attracts like, you know, just the same energy attracts each other. And I feel like, you know, I'm finally attracting those people. So I have about 6 episodes already recorded for the new year with some amazing guests that will just pour into you. And then on top of that, the listeners, I feel like, you know, you. It's been so intentional. When I started this podcast, you know, it was called Girls Gone Healthy, and I thought, you know, anyone could just look up healthy on the internet and this might pop up. But the people that have actually found this community have also just been those ideal people of like, this is what you were looking for. You know, it's not those people that are coming in like, oh, looking for excuses. You know, I'm not running into people that are like, this is hard work. Like, no. This community is filled of supportive, encouraging people who know it's hard work and want to do it anyways. You are motivated and you care about yourself and you want to live your best life, which is why you're listening to this. And that's the whole community that I've created here. So looking in to 2021, I know that I've already had such a strong community of people that I've met, both listeners and speakers and people that I've connected with. And then going on, I want to turn this into even more accountability. You know, I started the Facebook page this year and I just picture that to ramp up. If you haven't joined it yet, it's called Girls Gone Healthy, Healthy Tips in Your 20s on Facebook. You can find us there. But I really just picture this being more welcoming and a place that you can go to meet others like you, to lift each other up, hold yourselves accountable. So that's what you can look forward to from this in 2021. I've had an amazing year with you already. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you know someone else who, you know, would really benefit from this community or even just from this episode today, share it over with them. I'm sure this would brighten their day as well. So everyone, go have a great day and go sweat it out.